You are now listening to the Purpose Edit podcast.
You got to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to have the ability to self-assess, and not everybody has the ability to self-assess.
You don't necessarily have to like school to be successful in school. You just have to know how to play the game and finesse it and get through it.
Welcome to the Perfect Settings Podcast. This is a short yet powerful conversation designed to help you do three things that can ultimately change the trajectory of your life. One, discover your purpose. Two, walk in your purpose. And three, ultimately fulfill your purpose. I am your host, Coach Vic, and I'm joined as always by my lifelong friend, my brother, the educator, Dr. Shane Calhoun. Purpose Addicts, it's another week. Doc and Coach, we back. Shane, homie, what up, man?
What is up? How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. How about you?
Man, I'm good, man. Back to work tomorrow. Been on spring break all week. I'm living my best life.
Did you? Just picture you. I picture you walking through the house in your boxes and a white beater with a drink and just singing that song the whole spring break till you got on your wife's nerves.
Yeah, well, you know, not luckily, but it worked out as she was at work.
Okay.
This week, her and the boy were at school. So, you know, I was home to myself. Monday, I slept until about.
Doing this. You really did do this by yourself.
Yeah, you were doing this by yourself. Yeah. So Monday I slept till about 11:30, man, and then just took naps, you know, during the week, man. It was good.
West Coast time. Look at West Coast time.
Yes, sir. So it was good, man. I'm ready to bang. We got 5 weeks ish left.
Okay.
So I'm ready to just run and knock this out.
Yeah.
Knock this out.
That's good. Yeah. It's been picking up for us, man. But when I say we, I'm talking about the fam, Tosh, kids and everything, right? We've been slowly but surely knocking out projects in the house. When I tell you, I am Mr. DIY lately.
That's awesome.
Bruh, I can't wait to show you the finished work. We've been, you know, when you first move into the house and you got these ideas, some ideas that are just all over the place about how you might decorate and what you might do. And then some time passes and you start to actually see it come together.
I understand, but I don't understand. I am not big on house decor and house stuff.
There's a part
and it
of
drives
me
my wife crazy.
There's a part of me that's not surprised by that, by you at all.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that's not surprised. Yeah. However, I do know you to be fresh to death. Well, you used to be fresh to death, you know, in this life, you don't care. You don't care as much as you used to. But there was a time when this man had multiple colored Tims to go with his different outfits.
Yeah, man. Them days are long gone. Right now, it's all comfort and affordability, baby.
Comfort and affordability. You sound like a middle class family car. What do you mean?
Comfort and comfort, dog. Comfort and affordability.
Do you fit? All right. Tasha asked me this last night.
All right.
She looked at me and she said, are we still club people?
Nah.
Mm-mm. Not 21 and up club, but would go to a our age club, go dancing, have a good time, our music, what we used to.
Yo, I heard something the other day. I've been keeping up with the tournament. And the UCLA coach, he said, we spell fun, W-I-N. So I say all of that to say, are we club people? Yeah, I probably could go out and have a cocktail and do whatever. But man, I am perfectly fine at home doing what it is I do, working on what it is I work on.
You telling me you don't miss the days? I'm gonna say one word and see how this resonates you.
I know the word you're gonna say. Go ahead.
You don't miss the days of switch.
Nope. I like being home in here. No thanks. Hanging out with my boy, bro. That's it. Like, I mean,
we used to We used to get it. We used to joke. You don't
miss. Yeah, man, you used to have a good time, man. We had a brother. When I say
we had a time last night. That was us in real life.
But them days are, you know, like I think I'm very much so the best way that I can put it. I'm in the mode of do what nobody else is doing now, so you can have what nobody else has later. That's just the mode I'm in right now. And I've been there for a while. I said I've had my share of fun.
Yeah, yeah. I told Tosh, I say we are still club people in the sense of we like to dance. We both agree we're not 21 and up club. We wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah. We do like cocktail bar.
Yeah, some good music, good vibe. We wouldn't do it every weekend, that's for sure. But like, we are becoming travel people.
Yeah.
Jet setters. That's where we are. Like, we're talking about, you know, trips, where we're going to go, you know, what we're going to do when we get there, right? What kind of experience do we want to have? Mm-hmm. So we might not be club people, but we definitely are about a good experience.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right, man.
Look, today's show, let's get into the purpose of why we're here. I'm going to take the what blew your mind, transition us into the topic, and finish with the word of the week.
Shoot, let's go.
You got to ask the question to set us up for what blew your mind, though.
All right, Vic, I'm taking a week off. Tell me what blew your mind, brother.
Bro, I'm about to drop some knowledge. This one hit me square in the chest. So I'm cutting grass, listening to Jemele Hill is Unbothered, which, by the way, if you don't listen to that podcast, you have been sleeping. Like, you just need to start at the very beginning.
I have. She hasn't made it to my rotation yet, but I have listened before.
Bruh, dope topics, dope concepts, and she drops knowledge. Well, she was interviewing her most recent interview, which is Allie Love. Allie Love got 32 jobs. She's a Peloton instructor. She's the host for the Brooklyn Nets games. She's hosting one of the newest dance show on Netflix. I think it's called the Dance 100 or something. Like, she got so many jobs. Like, she's a background dancer at one point. She's done a lot, right? So they're talking to her. She dropped a nugget as I'm cutting grass that made me cut the lawnmower off and just stand there for a minute and digest it. Here's what blew my mind. She said, nobody is obligated or needs to care about what you want.
What you what?
What you want.
I agree.
Nobody is obligated or needs to care about what you want. It's a luxury if they do.
I agree.
Here's why it blew my mind. As I'm cutting grass, we got two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, my family's good about taking the dogs out when they use the bathroom, cleaning up the poop. But every now and then, we get a little backed up. And when I'm cutting grass, one of the things that I hate, that I want, that I wish, was that I didn't have to navigate around the poop in the yard. It's all over. I can understand a couple pieces we just dropped, but it was everywhere. Everywhere by my standards. So I cut the back and then I moved to the front and get that nugget. And it was like she was talking to me. Nobody cares about what you want, and nobody is obligated that you want the poop picked up on a consistent basis so that when you cut the grass, you don't have to navigate around it. It's a luxury if they do, including your family. And I think that I'm not the only person in this world who sometimes thinks that other people need to care about what they want.
So other people need to care about what you want.
That's what I think a lot of people mistake, just like I did. Yeah. In that moment, I thought that my family should care that I want the poop picked up.
Well, that's a tough one because that's kind of like house chores.
At the end of the day, though, it's always going to be some poop. Even I said have a threshold of expectation around there's going to be some poop back here.
Yeah.
Some weeks there's more than others.
Yeah, some weeks there's more than others. I get you. And you're right. Most times, and you know who I think got it bad? This generation of kids. they
just
think
them.
Well, I mean, I see it the most with them, okay. where okay. they literally think that I'm sick. I should be able to miss class. I should get an A for the day. I should get all the grades. Nobody. Mm-mm. You know, my favorite line, especially when people pull the anxiety and depression, not downplaying it. My favorite line to people is, your mental health doesn't allow you to treat anybody the way you think they should be treated. You still have to treat people with dignity and respect. But to your point, many of us believe that I'm having a bad day. So the world should just, we should all just sit down.
Have a bad day with me.
Have a bad day with me, drink hot chocolate and pluck flowers. And nah, fam, get up.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. To your point, not to downplay mental illness, psychological safety. Because I think looking back, I wish psychological safety, especially for men, was
yes.
more prevalent topic that was talked about and
earlier
supported, right? But we were taught and told, get up.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares
about what you want. It's a luxury if somebody does. So.
Yep. Yeah. And I mean, I say it all the time. Nobody cares how you feel. We still got to produce. I say that weekly.
Yeah. Still expected to produce. I understand. I hear what you're going through.
And I care for you as a person.
Yeah.
But, you know, rough.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's get into the meat and potatoes of this. The purpose of why we're here today. This, we talked a little bit about off air. So I'm going to preface it with that. Today's topic. Supply without demand. That's today's topic for the show. Supply without demand. And so where this came from, what I shared offline with Doc for our audience is for our family business Profile District, where we make custom design apparel, we are investing in a piece of equipment that honestly is a pretty pricey expense purchase. To expand the business, it is a part of our growth strategy. Most people make this kind of investment when they've seen their business grow to a certain level. We, however, talked about it, thought about it, talked about it some more, and decided to make the investment, the supply, even though the demand for our business has not yet reached that threshold that most people normally do. Supply without demand, right?
Mm-hmm.
It got me thinking even further, like, what is supply and demand? Like, I even went to Google and started looking up. It's a part of economics, right? And understanding supply and demand and how that impacts price of commodities, like all the different variables, right? And so I posted this question today on social media, and you were one of the people that responded. It was a setup, of course.
Oh. That's so okay. Got me.
It was a setup.
All right.
Can you take the first step without knowing what the next step is? Yes or no?
Yes, I believe, and I absolutely believe it's imperative that you do, that okay. we do that in some aspects of our lives.
Why though?
Because. And I feel like a broken record. Man plants, God grows.
Okay.
So the idea that we have all the answers and that we know what's coming around the corner, right? I'm just going to say it the way I'm thinking it. Get over yourself, fam. You're not supposed to know. Like, you're not supposed to know exactly how the next play is. Now, I think there's a difference between taking a step and not knowing what the next thing will be and planning out steps. But even if, like, I've been on this, I don't know where this stupid number came from, but 14. I've been on this kick of 14-step planning. So everything I do, what are my 14 steps, right?
Okay.
Well, what happens? You go step 1, 2, 3. But three takes off in a totally different direction. You just going, nope, nope, nope. I got to go to four. Nope. No, you turn. So I believe it's actually imperative that sometimes in some aspects on some decisions that we take that step without knowing what's going on.
Okay. So that speaks to starting without knowing what your next move is going to be, because what's more important is starting.
Yes.
But let's talk, in some instances, we're talking about money, right? Just like mm-hmm. I was saying about the biz, we're making an investment. So if you're going to invest, do you need to know what the next step is when it's time to make that initial investment?
It'd be nice, but it's not always the case.
Mm.
Scared money don't make money. Got to bring ass to kick ass.
Okay.
Got to get in the room to meet somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got to show up to the party to dance.
Okay. Let's say you're in the middle of this process, because we're talking to somebody right now. We're talking to a bunch of people right now mm-hmm. who are going through all the different excuses and scenarios in their head. Do you need to know what's next in order to complete something you started? Meaning you're almost at the end, but you don't know what comes after that. Do you need to know what comes next in order to finish?
That one's a little harder. Do you need to know what's next in order to finish?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that one.
Think about it. There are people who get to 80%, 90% of their goal. They set out a goal. It could be something as simple as losing weight. I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And then what? Like the song say, and then what? What do I do?
Well, I don't look at that as you expressed it. I look at it as planning past your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think it's always important to not have dead end goals and to always be thinking, what's next? Like, what would you like to accomplish next? So to your point, if I'm 80% done, I'm not going to not complete the task just because I don't know what I'm doing next.
But that's just it. In my experience, I've seen a lot of people who quit right before the end. Hey, I was one of those people. I didn't finish college because I didn't know what was next. When what the plan was supposed to be after college went away, when that dissolved, it was like I'm stuck in no man's land. So as long as I stay here, I don't have to face that decision or what I'm supposed to do. I don't have to answer that question.
I ain't talking specifically about your situation, but that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard, bro. I don't understand that one.
This is real life. There are people who will sit just before the finish line because they are not sure what comes next. It could be the start. It could be investing. It could be the finish. Hell, there are some people who feel like they need to know what's next before they quit something.
Okay. Okay. So to me, this sounds like one, a fear issue, F-E-A-R, and two, a control issue.
Hmm.
So to anybody that is running, I would ask the question, what are you afraid of?
Okay.
Then I would go with the statement or the question, or pretty much the statement, if you never try, you never really know. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never really know. So to be stagnant is counterproductive to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I don't get that. I guess because I'm very much so not a stay stuck because I don't know guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't live there. Now, if we're talking about procrastination, I'm your guy. If we're talking about, in a lot of ways, over planning, I am your guy. But the act of not starting something because I don't know what's next, I can't really relate.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's just it. Not everybody's like that. And I think that this topic was important for us to address.
But okay. So you don't know what's next. What's stopping you from deciding what's next? Because that to me sounds like you're in a ring and you're waiting to be punched. Hit me. Hit me. No. Throw a punch. Right?
You're right.
So, like, right. Okay, you don't know what the next step is. Okay, create it. Think about it. Write 10 things down. Pick the best one. Talk to somebody already in the field. To me, I just think about the fear, and I think we all got to get in, and that's what it is. We got to get in tone with what are you afraid of?
Yeah,
I would even link fear to my procrastination issue.
I'm pretty sure, you know, deep rooted in all of us, fear is a fundamental motivator.
Fundamental. It's rooted. Fear of failure. There. You know, fear of failure is always there.
So you know what's funny? When I posted that on social media, right? Mostly everybody agreed and said the same thing. You got to start. How do you know? This is the evidence of faith, right? Things hoped for as opposed to things seen, right? All of that. And so the setup was what I replied to everybody, which was, I'm so glad you said that. So what's the one thing that you haven't started yet because you can't figure out what's next? And it was person after person that go, God dang it. God dang it.
I said, man.
I knew we'd address that on here. The lie detector says.
No, I don't. I mean, something that I have things that I haven't done because of procrastination. I've had things that I've done because of fear, but not knowing the next step. I don't think I've had.
You're a planner. You said you're on a 14-step kick.
Yeah.
If you only got the first step identified, do you start or do you wait until you get one or two more to add to that first step? You just said you're an over planner.
Yeah, I think that slows me down. When I over plan, it slows me down. But no, I start. I start. I think for me, and I read a book. I don't remember which one it was, but I want to talk about I a lot less. But for me, my issue is I get too many ideas and I can't do everything at once. Mm-hmm. Like I'm at a space where we could talk about this offline where I think I need a coach. Mm. I don't need somebody to tell me what I should do and how I should do it because I'm open enough to ask, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? But I need like a strategic planner, somebody that's going to hold me accountable to not get lost in my own brain because I do that a lot, but it has nothing to do with not knowing what's next because I just think my life has just followed that path where I've done a lot of things where I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. All right, just go.
Okay. All right.
You know, so in that sense, you know, and I hate to, I don't want to downplay this for anybody. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has their own individual struggles. But for me, if you're struggling with this, my advice would be like, you never fail. You only learn. And you never know if you never try. That's as cleanly as I could break it down for somebody.
I feel that. And I agree with you totally. I want to double click into this. I want to lean into this a bit more.
Right? All right.
Because this whole supply without demand took me on another level, right? I said, my wife and I, we invested in the family business before the demand was present.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me thinking about people and human behavior. So studying supply and demand, they started talking about supply and demand's relationship helps to determine the price of commodities, right? Mm-hmm. The higher the demand, usually the higher the price can go. It doesn't always have to, but it can go because the demand is present, right? The value of that has now increased. Just like we left this housing market where the prices of homes went up this past year, right? They're dropping now, but they were going up and up and up. Why? Because there was more demand than there was supply. Nonetheless, thinking about human behavior, this person, these people who are sitting here thinking about, all right, so I'm going to take the first step without knowing what's next. Still run into the roadblock of, but what's my value? If there's no demand for what I have to supply, what's my price? How do I determine my value when there's no demand? How do you determine your value when you don't have demand or you don't know what's next?
Well, when you say you don't have demand, is it that you don't know what's out there? Or are you literally creating a brand new lane that absolutely nobody else is doing, so you're inventing some stuff?
It's all of the above, and I'm gonna give you several scenarios. One, I'm in my job, I'm in my career. I think I know what I wanna do, but I'm not quite sure. I don't know what step to take. And I don't know if this thing that I'm interested in is actually going to grow to be something great. And I'm talking about me personally, like getting into the diversity, equity, and inclusion space. I wasn't sure if I had value in that industry. That's one. Two, you got a business idea. You have never run a business before. First time entrepreneur. They tell you, you should do your market research to understand your target audience and whether or not there's a demand for what you could offer to the market. What's my value? What's the value of what I have to offer? That's one. Athletes, there's a ton of athletes trying to get into the next level of athletics, but what's this athlete's value versus the next, right? We see it with free agency and the contracts. They're saying Lamar Jackson's value versus Josh Allen's value in Buffalo, mm-hmm. right? There are tons of scenarios that I could run down the list of where people are sitting in this space trying to determine their value when they're not sure what the demand is for them.
Okay, and I guess my suggestion would be, or my thought is, I am naturally a lowballer, meaning I'm willing to take a little to get a lot. So if I can get in at a low price, create the demand, and then once the demand is there, boom. That's always been my philosophy and my approach. I think part of the problem, though, is I think a lot of people think too highly of themselves in terms of their value.
They say know your value and add tax, though.
Know your value and add tax. Know your value and add tax and talk yourself right out of an opportunity. I'm sorry.
Can I offer a counter argument?
Shoot.
My sales brain. Mm-hmm. And this is what I teach people about sales and have taught people for years about sales when quoting whatever it is they have to offer to a customer. I tell them, start higher than what you were going to quote. Why? Because you can always come down, but you can go back up.
Mm-hmm.
Once you lower the bar on your value or the thing you offer's value, that's how people see it. And if you try to go up on that, they're going to say, well, you already gave it to me at the lower. So I know that it can be done. It is valued at this lower item. It is so much harder. I'm not saying it's impossible to go up on price after you give a lower number. But I always say start high because it's much easier to come down and justify my value is here. But for you, for this special reason or these special circumstances, I will come down even if it's just this one time. But that's my justification for coming down.
Or I can come in here. And I'm going to do work that is so valuable that you will have no choice.
But to pay you at that level?
No, to pay you where I want to go.
Mm.
I mean, maybe life don't work that way.
We're going to have to agree to disagree in the world of sales when I tell you.
Okay. I take that back.
Supply and demand dictates that because we in the industries that I've coached in, right? If the supply goes low and you went up in your price and they go out and try to get it, they're going to realize, okay, that's the price now. I see. That's what the market is calling for.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I see it. My original statement stands. I think sometimes people get that conflated and confused, their actual value. I just, sure. That's just that. Sure. But I also, on the other side of Like we've had vivid conversations where you're telling me, man, you're doing that for too cheap.
Yeah.
But we've also had conversations where you're like, bro, you're doing too much. You're doing too much because now I've been able to build it. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm here. And it's like, you know, when you go to a different level, everybody can't go.
True.
And if you ain't willing to pay that.
Everybody ain't going to understand it.
Yeah. And if you ain't willing to pay that, Susie Timman looking at what you seeing, what you have. And like, yo, where'd you get that? Oh, you got it from this guy. You paid here, Susie Tim. It's up here. You know what I'm saying? I just think the demand will come if the supply is fire, man. Focus on just doing fire work and being passionate about what you're doing, being the very best at what you do. I tell my kids all the time that if you work at the circus and you scooping poop, you be the best scooping pooper there is. And that's it. So I think you can create a demand for something that's fire. You just got to be fire.
Yeah. You know what I want to know from my audience? Purpose addicts. Here's what we want to know. I want you to hit us up on social media. Tell us, what do you supply that's fire where you created a demand, especially where there wasn't? I'm curious. Where did you create a demand when there wasn't? That's what I'm curious to learn from the purpose addicts out there. That's dope. The demand will come if you create a fire supply.
Yeah. You know, there's this guy, these reels, and there's a reel that's moving around. He said, I don't have the best prices, but I got the best work.
Mm.
So if you want the best work, come see me. But if you want the best price, you
got
to go over there. That's not me. I'm not your guy. Of course, I'm going to work with you. I'm going to do what I need to do to help you out. You know, I understand. I'm not trying to, as I say, I'm a low ticket item guy. So I would rather you come to me and spend $20 10 times than spend $50 once.
Yeah.
That's just my mentality.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're going to get fire product.
Yeah. Yeah. That is dope. You know, I don't know if I say this enough, man. I appreciate our back and forth. This sometimes we don't agree and that's okay. And I appreciate that difference of opinion.
Same here, man. It's good. You need somebody like if everybody agree with you, dog, you need to find some new friends.
You definitely need to find some new friends. If everybody says yes to every idea you have,
you need some new friends.
Those
dog.
Are not friends.
You know, we all need different ideas. We all need to be challenged.
You need a friend that'll tell you an idea is stupid to your face. Hey, that's stupid.
Oh, that's what my wife is for.
I said a friend. I don't care what other titles that friend carries. Like my wife has an unimpressed face. We call it her unimpressed face. You might have, we be out shopping for decor stuff. And I'll pick up something. And I go, ooh, I think this would be fire here. And she will give me this look that's like, no, put that down. And she's so unimpressed. No matter how excited I've come to her about it, she's just so unimpressed. And I go, dang, I just grab it and go put it back.
Unfortunately, it won't happen.
What you mean?
Somebody to tell me what my ideas are stupid.
I've told you who had stupid ideas.
Well, the reason why I say it.
You just don't listen.
Yeah, right. The reason why I say it won't happen is because most things I just don't share until it's done.
Yeah.
And if I did it, I believed it and believed in it. So at that point, it's just kind of like, now well.
Yeah.
You know, it's either going to be fire or it's going to flop.
What ends up happening is you call me after it's 80%, 90% done and go, all right, caught being average. So I had this idea a few months ago that I started on.
Yeah.
Here's where I got to, and I realize now it's stupid.
Yeah, that's about it.
I could have told
that's
you.
That's about it.
Yeah.
But nah, man, all the ideas right now, everything is popping. It's just about execution. Guys, I feel like I don't know, maybe I'm reading something. It's definitely one of the books. I promise y'all, I am a lot more hermited and humble than I may come across, y'all. I feel like I've been talking about myself a lot lately. And I don't know. It's been on my brain.
You're becoming more self-aware.
Yeah.
There's three types of awareness. self-awareness, other awareness, and situational awareness. And our progression through all of those awarenesses allows for us to grow our sphere of ignorance, right? This circle of what we know versus realizing what, how much we don't, right? Mm. But then two, it also increases our emotional intelligence and our ability to lead ourselves, lead others, and lead organizations.
Mm.
And that's a free good. Nugget for y'all out
that
there.
That was good.
But that's what's happening.
That was good.
And the fact that you keep feeding your soul, that's going to continue to happen. You're going to keep going through cycles
of progression of growth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So self, other, and situational.
Gotcha.
It's time for footwork. I shared already what our footwork was, which if you're new to the show, this segment, footwork, is all about what step have you taken to move you closer towards a goal? It can be one step. It can be a big step. It can be multiple steps. It can be a little step. But Shane, I share what our footwork is. We're investing in the business without there being a demand. What's your footwork, man? What's the step you've taken to move you closer to a goal?
Socials at Creating Hustle 1440. And then, you know how they say a vision board, right?
Yeah.
I'm very much so a vision person. So I didn't buy me a vision board. I bought me a vision book.
Because he's cheap.
No, but it allows me. It's just like a book.
I thought you made it. The blur. I can't tell.
Yeah, no. I'm about to remove this blur.
I thought you made a vision book of your own, as opposed to buying one.
No. It ain't that bad.
My man ain't going to be caught being average on that.
No. I'm trying to find how to remove this blur. But anyway, so I bought like a sketch pad, right? Like a 200-page sketch pad. And I just treat it like a vision board. And then like when I do something, I highlight it yellow. And it just keeps me because I'm very much so a visual person. And like a to-do list in my phone just doesn't do it. It, you know, it helps me keep tasks, but it doesn't let me plan as my brain needs to plan. So
yeah.
I'm working on a couple projects. I got my summer lined up. Beginning of June, I'm going to be doing a presentation in New Orleans. Association for Pop and Music Education. Haven't been in 3 years, so that's gonna no. Haven't been since 2019, so 4 years. That's exciting. And then also, I got selected for this fellowship in Denver, in July. So I'm gonna be in Denver in July. And then I got one or two more things that I'm working on as far as travel and presenting, and then some other projects that should be coming up. Still waiting on this book to come back from the editor so I can share title, date, all that good stuff, and you know, just one step at a time, man.
Man, you are just progressing. Like, to ask you for one step that you've done towards a goal, you give like 32 because you are just accomplishing things. Man, left and
I feel like I'm behind, man. So it's like you're just racing that clock, and we're all on the clock. You know, we don't want to know it, but at some point in time, we're going to expire. So this is why I'm just trying to do as much with this 24 that I get.
Yeah.
And shoot it.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. I feel that. Well, for our audience, man, listen, I told you about the investment we're making. Profile District, Profyle District. We make custom apparel designs. So if you got an upcoming class reunion, a family reunion, you have a business that you want to rep your business on and advertise, hit us up, profiledistrict.com. Give us an opportunity to create something bold that shows the world you be you. With that being said, it's time for the word of the week, homie. This one's going to hit you straight in the mouth. It's that simple. If you're tired of starting over, stop quitting. I don't know who that is for, but dang, if you are tired of starting over, stop quitting.
That's good.
That's the word of the week. So if that's you, do something different. If you want to see different results, you got to do something different.
Do something different. 100%.
With that being said, Purpose Addicts Podcast, man, we're expanding, we're growing, and we want to grow with you. We also want to know who the other Purpose Addicts out there. We're going to start calling you out, sending you some shout outs. Let us know some of the footwork you're doing, taking one step to move you closer towards a goal. As always, if you haven't already, like, subscribe, share the show. Purpose Addicts. That's Doc. I'm Coach. We out.
And I think a lot of times everybody's not going to understand your vision, your walk, your purpose, your desires, your dreams, your goals. And they don't have to, because I'm going to tell you a secret. Everybody ready? It's yours. It don't belong to them. It ain't they teeth to brush. Ain't they armpits to put deodorant on. It's yours.
This message is for anyone who is not answering the calling on their life. I want you to take note of something. That one thing, that one talent, that one gift you have, that idea that could give birth to a solution that possibly brings harmony to the world, will never get the chance to breathe life if you continue to let fear kidnap you from your future. That's right, I said, if you continue to let fear kidnap you from your future. Too many times we settle for good things when we can have God things. And purpose is a God-given gift. Not everybody fulfills their purpose. Not everybody discovers it. Not everybody walks in it. But if you're willing to give up the good things to get to the God things, well, baby, I promise you, purpose, that's for you.
Failure is a part of success. I heard that somewhere. I didn't make that one. Failure is a part of success.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know I love it. You could try 10 times and you may not get it to your ninth, but what if that ninth try or that 10th try is the one that gets you that million? Instead of looking at what we have on the inside and utilizing our tools, we always look in other places and try to pull from here, pull from there, when most of the time it's right here inside of you. There are no problems. There's only solutions. Let's just be in a habit of fixing things or finding a way out.
My favorite quote that I learned is that fear does not stop death, it stops life. It stops us from living. And I need you. We all need you to live. Will you do it?